Pat Shurmur joins us now. Coach, the first thing is, in a week like this, where I know it's important to review what happens on Sunday, but you've got such a short week to prepare for Thursday's game. So how do you balance reviewing what happened yesterday and of course, getting ready for Thursday night in Baltimore?
Well, we make the corrections quickly, of course, and then we move on to the planning for Baltimore, which, you know, we've gotten quite a bit done here in the offseason of ideas as to what we want to do this Thursday. So we're ready to go. We're used to this process. We've been through it before, and so we get the guys up and running today. We'll be out there actually practicing today, then a big practice tomorrow, and then our mock game, and then we go do it.
As you look at yesterday's game, what were some of the areas that maybe concerned you the most? I know it's all about trying to fix things in losses and try to turn it around to make sure these things don't happen a second time, but what, or a third time or whatever it is, but what in your mind are the key areas to focus on?
Well, I think there, it can be said that all the groups need to play better, and we need to do a better job of coaching. We just got to play better from the first snap to the last. I don't think our guys came out flat. I don't believe in that. I think our guys came out playing hard from the beginning. We just didn't play as efficiently as we needed to. And then when you get down by 14 points against any team, it changes things a little bit. How you think about how you have to play the game, and we can't do that.
A lot was made of how well you played offensively against the Bengals and the thought that maybe there'd be some momentum to build on that. I know that's not something you can just count on. There has to be a lot of work behind that to connect one week to the next. But were you surprised at all after such an encouraging offensive performance against the Bengals that the offense didn't have that same kind of thing going against Buffalo?
Well, there was some good things happening yesterday that you don't talk about when you don't win the game. There are some players that did some good things, but we as a team didn't get it done. So we'll always find something to try to build on, whether it's the individual performance of somebody so that they can be better the next week. And then we as a team just got to make sure we play better all around.
And from a defensive standpoint, it looked like there were obviously some issues or problems, but some of that resulting from having different people in your secondary that you would normally have, I would imagine that's still something you got to deal with. Joe Hayden's not there, and you're moving some people around. You sat down Eric Hag. Do you feel that you're still searching for some solutions within that defense that can sustain themselves?
Well, we're going to try to find the best combination of guys there. You know, and some guys played for the first time a lot yesterday, and you know, we can learn from that as we move forward. I think what's important is you know, who's up and who's down, and that doesn't mean we're blaming that person because they're down. It just means that for whatever reason that week, you know, we find a combination we want to go with.
You expect to win every game you play. When you have a roster that's as young as this one is, and that was the issue from the very beginning, 15 rookies, and we know about that, 11 second-year guys, does part of you say, I've got to expect a certain amount of that growing pain thing that no one really wants to use as an excuse, and I know you don't, but is that kind of baked into your mindset as you look at these games, or do you have to say, hey, you're playing, we're paying you to play to win, it's just got to happen?
Well, we're a quarter of a way into this season, and in my mind, we don't have any rookies anymore. They got to go out and play, and it's not like you can sit all the guys down. You know, I think it's important that they go out and play, and we inspire them to play better. And when they make mistakes, you know, let somebody else decide whether they're rookie mistakes or not. You know, I don't think that's they're NFL players playing in an NFL game. And they are demanded to play well as coaches were demanded to coach well.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coach, your message, if you had one after a game like that, what was it to the players, and what's kind of the theme that you're using going forward?
Well, going into this past game, you know, I talked about with 14 games left, everything we want to do this year is still out there. And now, I still think that's the case. I really do. You know, in our division, and it's about winning your division so that you can play in the playoffs. So that's the focus. And you know, there's nobody in our division that's undefeated. So we need to fight to go beat a division opponent on the road. And that's the message. And then we'll move forward from there.
Preparing for Baltimore, first of all, did you take some time to watch their game last night? And I know when you've got an upcoming opponent, you watch that game a little differently when you have that opportunity. Number one, what did you see from that? And I know you're going to study it more deeply, or you are doing so right now. But your sense of what Baltimore looks like, a team that just came off a very close but a big win over New England.
Yeah, well, that was it was a hard-fought game. You know, they got down 13 points, you know, similar to what we went through, and found a way to go 14-13, and then were behind, got behind in the fourth quarter, and then came back and won it. So, you know, that happens sometimes. You know, I would imagine that John will have questions as to whether he felt like his guys came out flat. And I'm going to say that he probably will say no, that they just need to play better. And they found a way to come back and tie the score. And I think that's, you know, hey, all these games are hard fought. And we anticipate that this is going to be another one of those games. And I know our guys are going to fight hard.
Their defense, we know the story, and it's kind of been the same year after year. Big, physical, aggressive type of team. And that matchup has got to be a tough one to look at. But is it? How does it compare maybe to what you've been preparing for the last 3 weeks, prior 3 weeks to this game?
Well, we've played three pretty good defenses already. And so this is just another, you know, outstanding defense that you face in the NFL. So, you know, we need to get our minds right, get down there and go play. And I think that's the message, you know, and make it more about us and making sure we do all the right things.
Their offense looked very explosive last night, and it has, I think, from at least in a couple of their games so far, where Joe Flacco's found that deep ball and he's got those receivers who are making plays. That's going to be a challenge for your secondary, for your defense as a whole.
Yeah, I think they found a way to be explosive, and I think that was a focus for them in the offseason to find a way to score more points. And so they're trying to be more explosive with their style of offense, but they're still blending in Ray Rice, who, like very few backs in this league, can take the ball to the house, but he's one of them that can. And so they've got guys on the field that can score touchdowns, and that's what makes you explosive.
Do you maintain a confidence level that, you know, especially with your defense, that you can handle the kind of challenges that Joe Flacco and that passing game and Ray Rice and his unique talents as a runner and receiver can present? I mean, do you look at your defense and say, hey, despite what we've seen and maybe some of the struggles you've encountered for various reasons, that they can hold up to that challenge?
I have no doubts that we can go down there and play the defense that we need to win the football game. I have no doubts. I feel like we have the guys here. I trust our coaches and what we're asking our players to do. And I think it's important we just go down there and play.
He is Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us as he does each Monday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Up next, the roundtable, Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, yours truly. The four of us will do more analysis of yesterday's game against the Bills. That and much more ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.